inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be
sugar. Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you.
Merry Christmas out there, everybody.
Well, Jake.
Yes.
Jake, what a treat. Good to have you here, man.
Oh, man, it's great to be in the building with you, sir.
I'm telling you.
I've been looking forward to getting back in here and doing this show, I tell you.
Oh, no, this is fun. We'll have a good time. I hope there are a lot of folks listening today. I'm sure so many families are gathered around the tree with some hot chocolate and ready to listen to the Garden Line this morning.
Oh, yes.
So thank you for doing that, all of you who are listening to us. We appreciate it.
I'm sure it's a family tradition with many people around the area.
Every year. Oh, no question about
that. Gather in front of the radio.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. But we do need to say this to all our listeners who we love and appreciate. You know, a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. It's just a special time of the year. And Jake, I have to tell you, and you know this because you live here too.
Mm-hmm.
Pensacola is a special place to spend Christmas. I had some good friends who just got back yesterday from a 3-day trip to New York, and snowing. I'd take a little snow, but it was snowing a lot, and I guess the temperatures were around 16 degrees.
Ouch.
They said it was cold in Central Park.
I bet.
But here, all week long, Jake, the weather reports have been saying that it was going to be unsettled weather on Christmas Day.
Unsettled.
Tomorrow. That's tomorrow. But it looks like we may get a little bit of rain, but it looks like it'll be later in the day. And so we may have a nice Christmas where the kids can get out on the bicycle that Santa Claus brought them and get outside and play and just have a great time, especially as families get together. And, you know, you've got all the families and brothers and sisters and cousins and nieces and nephews. And
all the mom and thems.
Everybody.
All the
mom and
thems.
Everybody's there. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, to have a good time. So we appreciate you listening to us on this Christmas Eve, and especially a special day with Jake coming back behind the microphone.
Yes.
And, if nothing else, forget what I say, but listen to some of this bumper music that Jake plays.
Yes.
It's always a treat. It really is. So, Jake, welcome. Good to have you.
Yes. Great to be back.
Good deal.
For just this week.
You know, and we kind of dwell on the weather here on the Garden Line a lot, especially at the beginning of our show. Not much gardening going on this week because too much cooking and decorating and planning and getting together and all of that. Maybe a lot of people are out of town. But we need to remember that it is rather dry out there. It really is. Now, if we get that rain tomorrow night, that'll be a great reprieve from this dry weather. However, if we don't, if it looks like it's just a little bit, we do need to plan. You may need just to get out of the house for a little bit, you know, away from the kitchen and go out and have a little therapy out in the yard.
Right.
And if so, all those container plants and tropical plants that have made it so far through our weather here in December, do a little watering on those. I think that's important. I did mine yesterday, and they were dry. They needed some help. And, of course, check your poinsettias. Remember now, they've got hollow stems, and you've got to stick that finger into that dirt, and if it's moist, you're okay. But if not, you need to be sure to get some water on them. And I have found I had a few that I had forgotten. I had gotten a box cutter. They were wrapped in foil, Jake, and I kind of cut the bottom of it so they would drain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had drained so good into the saucer they were sitting in water. So just check all of that and be sure, one, they're not sitting in water, because overwatering with poinsettias can sometimes get you in trouble. And last but not least, of course, it's about time to make that last check on that Christmas tree to see if it has water. Because remember, if the water you have in the pan that the Christmas tree is in which the Christmas tree is sitting dries out, it doesn't take long for it to callus over, and then the, you know, whatever water you put in is not going to make any difference from then on because it's not going to be absorbed. Right. So the we've talked about this last week, Jake. There's some experts will tell you if that tree dries out at the base, 30 minutes of it drying out, it'll not absorb water layer. That seems like a stretch to me, that 30 minutes. But that's what they're saying.
Hmm.
Finally, when you're out in the yard, feed the birds. Feed the birds. I've got a little bird feeder. I've never seen so many birds on the bird feeder. You know what? They must know it's Christmas. They must know that I owe them a present of some bird feed in the bird feeder. So in any event, that's something fun you can do, especially if you got grandchildren around. You can they can help you do all of that. So here we are headed into to Christmas Day tomorrow.
Man, I feel like we were just here like 3 months ago doing this whole thing for Christmas.
Oh, for last year. There's no doubt about it.
And wild.
So I thought what we would do today is maybe look ahead just a little bit. And I've got a little checklist of things to do for the winter. Generally, the winter meaning in Pensacola, November, December, and January. Some chores that we can do, we can get out and do. But I will say this before we get into that, and we'll do that after the break. But one thing, if you, by chance, are one of those people who have not yet done their Christmas shopping, last week we talked about a whole bunch of gifts, gardening gifts.
Right.
And I'm not going to go through all of that. But here, if you're out and about saying, what am I going to buy? Person who does some gardening in my family, don't forget those good pruners, hand pruners. Mm-hmm. We like the Corona brand. That's a good one. Some good gardening gloves are always a good gift. A nice, fashionable, this is going to sound weird, watering can. You can get some real pretty ones. And, of course, plant misters. That's really, really important. This time of year, when you've pulled all your tropical plants into the house, remember, tropical plants are just what they say they are. They're tropical. They originate in the rainforest down in South America, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So you pull them in the house with that low humidity because of the heat you've got on. You need to mist them. It's real important. So a little fashionable mister for that gardener in your family would be good. And, of course, going back to the birds, a cool hummingbird feeder.
Yes.
They're really not expensive, and you can make your own hummingbird food to put in there, or you can just buy it. Mm-hmm. And either way.
We talked about making it, you know, because usually when you buy it in the store, it's red.
It's red, yeah. Yeah. But see, the experts will tell you it doesn't have to be red.
Right.
Yeah. It can just be, you know, clear, but a little kind of a sugar water type mixture will work.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy it, don't rush out after you open all your presents and put it up.
Right.
Because the hummingbirds are not here.
Right. Yeah.
they're enjoying a nice umbrella drink down in the Bahamas or whatever.
Yeah. Well, speaking of getting out of the house, Davis is driving around. He said, Mike, good to be hearing you. Driving around on Christmas Eve, doing some last-minute shopping, and definitely made my morning better by hearing you and Jake. Hope all is well and Merry Christmas. Davis.
Oh, Davis, how are you? Merry Christmas to you
Merry
and
Christmas.
Your family. Good for you.
Thanks for listening. Nice
hearing from you, and thanks for listening. Of course, if you want to, you could make 3 or 4 phone calls to us today.
Yeah, I know. The lines are wide open.
Exactly.
But seriously,
good to hear from you. I see you're very successful in what you're doing right now, and I congratulate you for that.
Yes, and you know, God protect you out there trying to get in and out of those parking lots and get into the stores. I mean, just being out yesterday was pretty harrowing.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Pretty wild.
But coming to the studio this morning.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was nobody out on the road.
I
so
know.
If you're going to do some of that last minute chores, if you will, do it early.
Yeah. Get them pruners early.
Get those Corona pruners.
Yeah.
Exactly.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I am Jake Walker, just hanging out, doing some engineering and just loving it here today. Just joining you this week in for Meg. If you have any questions, comments, let us know. 437-1620. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back after this.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Bay Center's public ice skating sessions continue nightly, except Christmas night through the end of the year. For more information, see PensacolaBayCenter.com. Countdown to the new year with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy a swinging evening of classic standards and a heartfelt tribute to some of America's finest music while ringing in 2025. See PensacolaSymphony.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
This is Wayne Barr from Anderson Subaru, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. God bless.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Pensacola Hardware, wishing you a merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Hi, this is Abby at Stillwater's Day Medical Spa, and we're wishing you a happy holiday.
Hi, this is Leslie Perino with EW Bullock, wishing everyone happy holidays.
This is Riley from Drip Parlor Downtown, wishing you happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
News Radio 92.3, get your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, just hearing some brushes across a snare drum like that, that little shh, you know, they call it stirring the soup. In the drum world.
Is that what they call it?
Stirring the soup.
Who is that, Jake? Who'd you play?
You know, this is just a bunch of standards, so it just says jazz standards. So I'm just playing. I'm just kind of going in wherever I can. It's just a mixture of people. So it's probably, you know, a group of people playing standards.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, before we start digging in the dirt, Jake, I did want to mention, I think it's really kind of cool, because I don't know any details. You can fill in the gaps here about, I know you're a drummer.
Yes, yes.
And have traveled all over the country. With different different bands and groups playing, but you are now with us in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. And I know you mentioned you were teaching.
I started teaching.
Tell me a little bit about
year.
That.
There is a music shop in Gulf Breeze, right across from Pedro's, right there on 98, called ARC Music. It's right next to Hungry Howie's and all that, in that little strip mall there. Right. And a good buddy of mine runs that shop, Nate Smith, and I go to church with him, and we play in the band. And he's been on me to join him and teach lessons at his shop, because he teaches guitar there. He needed a drum instructor. I've been fighting him for a long time because I like to be able to just leave town if I need to and go play some gigs. But he's working with me, and I've already got some students going. So, you know, come visit us at the shop and take some drum lessons and, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. And I've got a recording studio in there as well. So if you write songs, want to record some stuff, I'll help you with that as well. So
for all of those folks that got drum sets for Christmas,
yes,
you know where to go first. You go see Jake to learn how to do it.
Exactly.
I think that is so cool.
I'll help you. And we've got pads that you can put on top of the drums to make them not as loud. So I'm sure people will be coming in wanting to purchase those after tomorrow. They'll be like, what did we do? Why did we buy this for our kid? Yeah, I got drums when I was 9 on Christmas, and my mom immediately, after one day in the house, she was like, you know, our garage needs a heater out there. Honey, why don't you throw a heater out there and get those drums out there?
That's how the term garage band started,
I would think. Exactly, because that's where you're going to
exactly.
play.
Exactly. Okay,
but
Jack.
No, but thank you. Thank you for that plug.
Oh, no,
that.
My pleasure. One more time, to say where people can...
You can take drum lessons, record, you can take guitar lessons, anything like that, at ARC Music.
ARC Music.
Gulf Breeze.
Very good.
Right across from Pedro's.
Nate Smith?
Nate Smith. Okay. Yeah.
I'm a to high school with a guy named Nate Smith. Is he my age or is he younger?
He's a little bit younger. Yeah, he's actually younger than me. Actually, he's a youngin. He's like in his 30s, so a little bit younger than we are.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's a blues musician. He plays in True Blue around town. He's done Battle of the Bands. He's done Bands on the Beach and all of that stuff with True Blue. So, you know, kind of a local heavy hitter in the guitar scene.
Well, very good. Well,
thank you. I really appreciate that.
No,
that was my Christmas gift from Mike to me.
Exactly.
Plug for my new business.
Well, yeah. I wish you success. I hope people can get to know you, Jake, because I've gotten to know you doing this, and I think you would be a joy to work with.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir.
What are we going to do here? We're going to talk about our checklist for winter.
Yes, winter chores.
Winter chores. So we are the garden line, and mm-hmm. We need to kind of get into a little bit of gardening. Here we go. Checklist for winter. Bring your tropical plants indoors. We talked about that a second ago.
Right.
And why you want to do that. Obviously, they're tropical. They don't like to be in freezing weather. And so a couple of things that you need to do, a couple of elements you need to follow insofar as those tropical plants are concerned. One is light. Keep in mind, when they were outside, even if they've been under the patio, they've had indirect sunlight. So they've had a lot of light. So you take that tropical plant that's been outside and put it right next to your cozy little fireplace mm-hmm. in your den, you're going to have some trouble. So you need to find a spot in your home where you can get a little more light. Now, we talked about this last week a little bit, Jake, but it stands repeating. It really depends on the plant itself. Mm. A spathiphyllum, for example, is a peace lily. It's what some people call it. Green leaves, nice white bloom on it. Mm-hmm. Very, very common to put into lower light areas. And it'll work. It'll work in your cozy den. Mm-hmm. But a Ficus benjamina, which is a weeping fig, is not going to like that low light at all. It's not going to like it. So you need to put it next to a sunny window because it loves the full sun.
Right.
And like I say, these are all tropical plants. And so you have to watch the variety you've got and the level of light in which you put it. Mm. And that way it'll survive over the winter. And then you can haul it back out to the backyard or to your patio by your pool or front yard, front porch, wherever you have it.
Right.
Where you know it's comfortable insofar as the light is concerned.
It's all about the benjaminas.
It all is about the benjaminas.
What about pineapples? We had a text. Lisa wants to know, are those okay in this area to leave? You know, I mean, I guess, what do pineapples grow? Trees? So that you can't really move those indoors.
No. They grow Hawaii.
Well, yeah, but do we have pineapples growing here?
Some people will try to grow a pineapple. It's not one that's done very often.
But they said they live in Navarre, 1 mile from the beach. So
yeah, they could do that. I would not let it get. I wouldn't let it freeze. I would certainly bring it indoors. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they've got it in a container. But no, I would be careful with the weather. But try it. It's kind of fun. Some of those things that are not common to our zone, mm-hmm. our area, that a lot of people like to grow. Do it. Give it a try. You never know.
Caladiums outside during this last. We forgot to bring them in. We fell asleep, and this last little cold snap we had, mm-hmm. and our caladiums look great. I mean, they're pushing it. So I don't know.
Well, it's funny. Way back in the day, almost everybody who grew caladiums would either have them for 1 year, then they're gone,
right?
Or dig them up. Put them in a dry area, put them in a croaker sack or something where it gets air would go through it, put it in the garage, cut the tops off of it eventually, and then you could plant them the next year and they would do even better. But I think since we haven't had a whole lot of cold weather over the past couple of years, that the caladiums, I had mine, which I had left in the ground. I was going to just replant them this spring. I didn't have time to dig them up and dry them and all of that. They came back with a vengeance.
Right.
They did. They looked great, Jake. So I think you and I both are just, I'm just going to let them go.
Right.
And enjoy them. Because if you've listened to the Garden Line before, you do know that when it comes to summer plants, especially those that will take a little bit lower sunlight, caladiums are by far my favorite.
Right.
They're beautiful. By far.
I love them.
And don't forget, when we come back, I've got a tip on them who to contact to get your caladiums if you want to buy some.
Right. 437-1620 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. McKee Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians. They hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's The Garden Line on Pep Talk. I am your host, co-host for this morning, Jake Walker, and as always, Mike Wiggins. How you doing, sir?
Jake, I'm doing great. Great man. Now, I'm sorry, I could not guess who that is that you
just played. Pretty, it's not a mainstream. It's Clifford Brown.
Clifford Brown.
1953.
No kidding.
Yeah, in Paris.
That was... I'm trying to do the math on that.
Parade.
I was 8 years old.
Mm, yeah.
1953. I didn't know Clifford Brown back then. I was.
No, he was more, you know, over there in France, you know.
Is that right? Well, that is cool. He's great.
Yeah, yeah. I love that sound. You know, 50s, 60s,
very
swing,
soothing,
bebop.
Very soothing. No
love
doubt.
That stuff.
No doubt about it. Good job. Jake, we were talking about caladiums. We're at the bottom of the hour here.
Mm-hmm.
But that name of that company is Caladiums Florida. They're down in South Florida, have great website
mm-hmm.
where you can order all different kind of caladiums, different colors, different sizes. It's a great company. I've done business with them for years.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend it.
Yeah, great website. Go check them out, caladiumsflorida.com.
Exactly.
And we'll be right back after the Fox News break with more Garden Line with Mike Wiggins right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Pelosi, American Airlines grounded flights for about an hour this morning because of a technical issue, and now more than 1,900 U.S. flights are delayed, according to FlightAware.
Our 2024 holiday forecast, though, if I could describe it in one word, it's busy. According to AAA, over 7 million people will be flying, and over 100 million people will be driving to their destinations.
That's Fox's Dana Marie McNichol. A bill creating 66 new federal judge positions over a decade, vetoed by President Biden.
The Judges Act once had bipartisan support, but objections were raised after the November election. President Biden vetoed the measure, arguing the House passed a bill in a hurried action, leaving important questions unanswered. The president also says the Senate's lack of urgency confirming judges undermines the motivation for the law.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, we've got
49 degrees. Sunshine in Pensacola this morning. The Marine accused of killing a local escort, then dumping her body in Mobile last week, has now been extradited to Escambia County to face charges. 20-year-old Willie Ellington is being held at the Escambia County Jail on charges including first-degree murder, obscene communication, possession of obscene material, and public order crimes. He was arrested in Opelika, Alabama last week after investigators found the body of Tashe Bennett in Mobile. He'd allegedly made Google searches about what decaying bodies looked like and how many prostitute murders go unsolved before meeting up with Bennett earlier this month. She was reported missing by family members December 14th. Ellington is a Marine who'd been stationed at NAS Pensacola since September. A 52-year-old Loxley man is dead after a crash on Highway 59 in Baldwin County. Alabama state troopers say a sedan was struck by an SUV and the driver was ejected from the vehicle. That person was identified as Eddie Walker Jr., who died at the scene. The other driver reportedly fled the scene, was located after that crash. The driver was identified as 34-year-old Corey Muller. From Robertsdale, Muller's charged with reckless manslaughter and leaving the scene of a crash with injuries. He's currently being held in the Baldwin County Jail on $52,000 bond. The 14-year-old girl the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office was looking for in the Pace area has now been found. The Sheriff's Office posted on social media that Aubrey Weaver was found Monday afternoon. She'd been missing since December 14th. A man's dead after a boat explosion in Broward County. That happened yesterday in Fort Lauderdale. Fire rescue there says five people were taken to the hospital. All of them have injuries described as traumatic. A sixth person was found dead in the water. There's currently no word on a cause, but officials do say that they're still determining whether the boat was actively fueling at the time. Despite early morning efforts yesterday to block the release, the House Ethics Panel report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz was made public. The report detailed allegations and accused the former congressman of using illegal drugs, paying for sex, and having sex with a minor. Gaetz took to social media to defend himself.
Gaetz denies the allegations, admitting instead to womanizing, drinking, and smoking in the past, claiming his conduct was embarrassing but not criminal, emphasizing the Department of Justice chose not to charge him after a lengthy investigation.
That is Chris Pallone from NBC News. The House Ethics Committee did reverse course and took a secret vote to release the report last week. Gaetz resigned from Congress shortly after being nominated for Attorney General by President-elect Donald Trump. Ultimately, he withdrew from consideration for that job when it appeared he would have trouble being confirmed. Since then, Gaetz has been planning to work as a TV commentator on One America News and recording cameo videos online. Well, the North American Aerospace Defense Command's traditional Christmas Eve tracking of Santa Claus's sleigh has begun. The command's NORAD Tracks Santa website at noradsanta.org features a big world map with a live view of Santa's sleigh, a count of the gifts already delivered, and his next destination. Santa tracking ends at midnight tonight. The website also includes games, movies, and music. As of right now, the website does have Santa heading for Indonesia in the next 2 minutes with just about 1.5 million gifts delivered. It's 9:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be looking at some beautiful weather for this Christmas Eve. Plenty of sunshine, high near 65 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 53 with conditions looking nice and calm for Santa. As we go into Wednesday, your Christmas day, we'll deal with about a 40% chance of rain. It looks like the rain will be moving in later in on the day after about 7 p.m. Most of the day just going to be looking cloudy, high near 68 on that Christmas day. As we go into Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it is starting to warm up. We've got 51 degrees in Pensacola, 48 in Gulf Breeze, and 49 in Milton. Our next news at 10 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Scorto with Your Money Now. The National Football League is showcasing a special Christmas Day slate of games and putting them behind Netflix's paywall after the streamer shelled out a reported $150 million for the rights for the games. The matchups are the Kansas City Chiefs and the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Baltimore Ravens, and the Houston Texans. The games will be available on all Netflix for all Netflix subscribers, regardless of their subscription type. According to a recent study surveying American consumers on fast food prices, has Shake Shack is having the most overpriced menu. The study conducted by Preply has Five Guys following in second place. A petition to ban reclining on airplanes has garnered 186,000 signatures, according to CNBC. An ad campaign launched in late November by the furniture company Lazy Boy includes a petition imploring travelers to, quote, do the upright thing, don't recline when you fly. Stocks are slightly up, with the Dow Industrials up 132 here so far this morning. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
Standing just opposite the new federal courthouse, Palafox and Chase Street, this is News Radio 1620. And now also on FM 92.3. What was expected to be a single-feature news event now has become much more. Yes, with Congressman Millard Caldwell as the principal dedication speaker today, we have officially opened the new courthouse on property where, for half a century, our county courthouse stood. What we did not expect was Mr. Caldwell's announcement that he will not be a candidate for re-election next year. The unfortunate traffic death of the Caldwell son in Washington was in part responsible for this decision, he said, but the family also wishes to pursue new opportunities here in Florida. As your reporter heard this statement, I was close to another newsman, Bob Sykes of Valparaiso, and surprisingly he said that, well, he just might seek that same position himself. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Ah. Sorry, I keep tapping my foot too loud and it's making the record player skip.
I was just going to say, Jake, that's a toe tapper if I ever heard
that,
one.
That is. That's Charlie Parker, actually.
Okay, now that's a well-known name right there.
Very well.
Absolutely.
Very well. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, now here's a trivia question for you.
Okay.
Who is Charlie Parker's drummer?
Ooh,
come on, Jake.
Man.
Put it this way. Hold on. Other than yourself, who could be Charlie Parker?
Oh, man. I don't know, man.
This is stumped the band, folks. Here on them.
I'm trying to think of that era, who would have been the heavy hitter at that time. I don't know. I'm going to look it up, though. Great, yeah. Great. Now, it could have been different people, of course, but you're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 while I type this in. Who played drums for Charlie Parker?
Okay. I'm going to go back. While you're doing that, I'm going to go back to the tropical plants real quick.
Okay, yeah. If you bring them in. That's one thing that my wife was saying the other night when we brought the plants in the first time. She was like, well, we're putting them in a dark guest room. Like, you got to open the window. You got to open up all the shades because these plants get morning sun every day. And if you take that away, they're going to freak out.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right. Okay, we were talking about the tropical plants and the light and the humidity and all that. The humidity, of course, is why you buy that fancy mister for your favorite gardener for Christmas. One thing that we don't think about a lot on tropical plants, and really this has to do with even outside plants, is air circulation. You can get, say you've got 10 tropical plants you're bringing in the house, and you put them all in a bunch. That's not good.
Stuffy.
Because they need to have that air circulation through. I'll never forget back on when we were talking about some of the leaf spot fungus that gets on plants outside. A lot of that is due to lack of air circulation.
Uh-huh.
You need to plant them a little spaced so you do get that air flowing through it, because that leaf spot can, you know, in the plants like Raphaeolyptus and the old red top, which we don't even grow anymore because the leaf spot just did it out. But little air circulation sometimes is one of the solutions to solving some of those fungus problems. So air circulation is important. Fertilization, I'm not a big one on doing a lot of fertilization during the winter on those tropical plants, but maybe once or twice with a good granular 20 to waters, I should say it's granular, but water soluble 20-20-20. It's all over. Every nursery and big box store has that. That's a good one to use, but I wouldn't overdo it by any stretch. I read one article that said do it every month, maybe too much, maybe a couple of times during the winter, but that's all you need to do. Water, we've talked about that, talked about sticking your finger in the pot. So you same thing with some
very technical, very scientific.
It is very technical. Yeah. We are very scientific here on the Garden Line. Exactly. But you've got poinsettias in your house, and you've got a plastic tray underneath it. Well, you need to do the same thing with your house plants you bring in. Mm. Have a tray underneath it so it can drain, and watch out. So if that water gathers in that tray, you need to empty it out so that plant doesn't sit in that water. Mm. You really don't want that. And then finally, pest control. When you bring those plants in, sometimes they'll have mites or, and if so, a little spray, just a little insecticidal soap. Mm. It comes in a little mister bottle. That's a good thing to use if you see you've got insects. If you look at them, inspect them, you don't have them, don't worry about it. But if you do, that insecticidal soap is good. It's safe, environmentally safe, and especially to be used inside.
And it says soap on the package, like you're looking for soap.
Insecticidal soap. That's generally what the label will say. Mm. Exactly. So as you bring your houseplants indoors, those are some of the rules. Light, humidity, air circulation, fertilization, water, and pest control. Mm. So that's kind of your checklist.
Right.
Okay, let's move down our checklist for winter here. This one, we'll see how it goes. Plant.
It doesn't involve pantyhose, does it?
I never.
Next.
I never thought I would hear that again. I never did.
I'm an old school listener of this show, sir.
But let me tell you right now, if you got a new listener, or maybe there's somebody from out of town listening to us,
they're like, they're saying, guys?
Who are these guys? And what are they talking about? Yeah.
Listen to the podcast page on newsradio923.com. Go back and you'll hear what we're talking about. Anyway.
That was all caladiums, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
The bulbs.
I was very careful a minute ago to say you put them in a croaker sack to have air circulation.
I think that's why
hang
it's
them
in my
the
mind.
Garage.
It's top of mind right now.
And now, you know, if that's some of the old-fashioned ways was to get a pantyhose and put caladiums in that and hang that in the garage.
Yeah. But next on the checklist, what was it now? I'm sorry. I want to get to it.
I have totally lost my place.
You said you'll see how this one goes, the next on the list.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. But I have to tell you this, Jake, the pantyhose comment. Of all the things we've done over the years on the Garden Line, that has brought more attention to our show. I still hear that as I go about town. Yeah. So that's fun.
We're turning into shock jocks.
Yeah, we can't, not on the Garden Line. We won't do that.
No.
Okay, here we go. All right. It's time to plant your tulips, your daffodils, your iris, and your hyacinths. Now, for our real good gardeners who are listening, they have had their tulips and their hyacinths in the refrigerator because those two bulbs need at least, the experts will tell you, 6 weeks. I'm not sure it needs to be that much. Cooling. They need to be fooled. These bulbs need to think they're in Chicago.
That's fascinating
because, I mean, you plant up there, it doesn't make a difference. The ground freezes. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. But here, the ground is warm, and the tulips and the hyacinths are not going to do as well if you haven't cooled them in the refrigerator. Mm. Now, in your really good garden centers, you'll find pre-cooled tulips and hyacinths. Now, daffodils, you don't have to mess with that. The daffodils will come up anyway. Same with your iris and your crocus and your ranunculus, some of those other smaller bulbs. But on the daffodils, and you have to be careful because your tulips and your hyacinths, even if you have cooled them and if you plant them and they come up and look gorgeous, mm-hmm. are not going to come back the next year. Yeah. It's a one-year shot. But your daffodils are different. Your daffodils, if you plant the right variety, and this is where our listeners come in, I always tell people, if you want a pretty yellow daffodil that will come back year after year, plant Carlton. That's the name of it. It's Carlton. Carlton.
Okay.
But we had the nicest lady text us. We got into a texting conversation mm-hmm. about one that she had, and I wrote it down and I can't find it. Mm-hmm. And she said this will do just as well. So if by chance she's listening this morning,
right,
help us.
Okay.
What was the daffodil that you planted that came back every year? But yes. Carlton is one that's for years.
Carlton.
And same with all the other bulbs. Mm. But your tulips and your hyacinths, it's a one-year shot.
Catherine texted in, speaking of good gardeners, she texted us a picture of her Meyer lemons that she's got versus one that she bought at the store. And it's about twice the size.
Absolutely.
And it looks delicious.
That is the one to plant.
Right. And she said, wishing you both a fun and peaceful holiday. So thank you, Catherine.
Catherine, when I was sitting down and kind of getting my checklist for winter here this morning, I thought about you. I said, I'd really hope that we hear from Catherine today, our just a great listener and a great friend. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to the new year, Catherine, staying in touch and talking about what to do, when, and all the successes that you have had. And that lime, you might, or you
lemon.
Might be able to cut it up and use it for some type of a beverage.
Exactly. Yeah, you mentioned Corona shears, or right? Pruners, Corona pruners.
I didn't think about that, Jake.
They'll prune a lime as well.
Exactly.
But anyway,
Catherine, thanks for touching base. The best to you at Christmas and next year.
Buddy Rich, of course, he played with Charlie Parker some. I was going to say that. I figured that might be too obvious. There was one guy I was trying to think of, Max Roach.
Max
also
Roach.
Played drums. That's the guy I was trying to think of. He's old school. But, yeah, and Roy Haynes also played with him. Mm-hmm. So these are all names that I knew. I was just I thought Buddy Rich, but I didn't want to say it. But, yeah.
But Buddy Rich is a famous name.
Oh, man.
I mean, even I,
on his own.
Not,
yeah.
You know, don't know as much about jazz as you do, mm-hmm. but the name Buddy Rich is, he's done some solo work.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He was his own show. So,
yeah,
definitely.
Exactly.
All right,
that's
well, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
We got a message from Pensacola Hardware Company coming on up. If you have any questions, comments, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Le Creuset, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit izervay.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Another famous name in the jazz world, you might know.
But let me guess. Oh. Let me guess. You ready?
Yeah.
That's Bill Clinton.
I did not have relations with that saxophone.
He's a great saxophone player. By the way, Bill Clinton is in the hospital with a fever.
Oh, no.
I read in the news this morning, and we wish him well.
Right.
I'm a big fan of Bill Clinton.
Yeah. But that was John Coltrane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Usually I know it's John Coltrane. Like, he'll have moments where there'll be like a little squeak or a squeal in his playing, and you're like, oh, okay, that's John Coltrane. That's the only way I know it's him. Otherwise, I'm just thinking, oh, that dude's good. All right, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. Get your questions, comments in before it's too late, 437-1620. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Absolutely, Merry Christmas. Okay.
Back
to the checklist. Mm-hmm. After you open all your presents, have had one of the greatest meals of the year,
yes,
and maybe watched a little football, it's time to go out and get that bag of ryegrass you've got in the garage and go ahead and put it out. Maybe you can catch a little bit of rain coming on Christmas night to water it in.
Hmm.
But it is the time to plant ryegrass. And, of course, we've talked about that a whole lot on the Garden Line, in that that's a big decision you've got to make. Do you want to plant ryegrass and have a green lawn all winter, or do you want to plant ryegrass and have a green lawn all winter and have to mow it? Mm. Well, so many people say, I'm putting the lawnmower up. I've had enough of that this summer, and I'm not going to do the ryegrass. But it is a good time to do it. A couple of things. One, you need to buy fresh ryegrass, this year's ryegrass. If you see it being sold and it's 2023, no, don't do it, because your germination rate is going to be less. You're not going to have it come up as good. So good, fresh ryegrass is important. The name I like to look for is Oregon annual ryegrass. That's a good one to plant. Fresh, 2024 grass. Okay, now, when you put it out, and this is a warning, I'm sure people are tired of me saying this, do not get any of it in the flower bed. You
right.
talk about a mess.
Mm-hmm.
It is a mess. You can't really get it out, and it's just, you'd have to probably mulch over it with pine straw, but that you don't want to have to do that. So the point is, just don't do it. When you get close to the flower bed, if you're using a cedar, a hand cedar, which is the best way to do it, by the way, or even a fertilizer spreader to put it out, just kind of back up to that flower bed so you don't get any in there. About, 7 or 8 pounds per 1,000 square feet is a good way to do it. And then water it in. And I will guarantee you it will come up. Jake, ryegrass will come up in that asphalt parking lot out there.
Right.
It will. Mm-hmm. I promise you, if you put enough water on it. Mm-hmm. So it will come up. And then, of course, you have to mow it. You've got that green lawn. And what will happen is, as we get warm, it'll go through a period where it just dies out this spring, and then you're back to your regular grass. Now, some people will say ryegrass will inhibit the growth of your permanent grasses, like St. Augustine. Most of the experts will say not true. As a matter of fact, the ryegrass, once it all dies back, may add a few nutrients to the area, and it'll do good. So that's the ryegrass story. That's seeding the ryegrass. Now, what we're going to need to do, Jake, in the springtime, is have an extensive conversation about other grass seed, such as centipede grass seed,
mm-hmm.
Bahia, some of those seeds that are choices.
Zoysia?
Zoysia. Oh, Jake, I am so glad you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, zoysia.
Zoysia.
There is such a thing as zoysia grass seed.
Okay.
Now, I've been in the business a long time. I don't know anybody who has planted zoysia grass seed. And I'm going to encourage, especially after the holidays,
mm-hmm.
our listeners to help me with this, insofar if anybody who's listening has ever planted zoysia grass seed. The same company that manufactures or grows centipede seed grows zoysia seed.
Okay.
It's called Zenith. Zenith zoysia grass seed.
Hmm.
And so I'm going to just hope that the audience will be able to tell me, say, yeah, I did it. It was a huge success, or yeah, I did it, and it didn't work.
Failed. Yeah.
We need to know.
Right.
We need to know here on the Garden Line.
Let us know.
But I'm glad you brought that up, Jake, because I look forward to talking about that. Zoysia, of course, is the grass of choice now for a lot of people, simply because, as we all know, St. Augustine has its set of problems with Rhizoctonia, brown patch fungus, with chinch bugs, with sod webworms, and people have said, Uncle, I'm just not going to do this anymore.
Right.
I'm going to go with zoysia, which, you know, it's not perfect. None of the grasses are perfect.
Right.
But zoysia really has done a good job for us. Mm.
And you can find a lot of that stuff at Barnes Feed Store, which we're about to hear a word from right after this. We'll be right back with more of The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker, just hanging out. Merry Christmas, everybody. Get your questions, comments in, 437-1620. We'll be right back.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years, in Ensland, Old Palafox, and in Molina on Highway 29.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. Thank you so much for joining us today. That's some John Scofield there. If you haven't checked out John Scofield, he's great. Love him.
Great.
Yeah. It was so great to see you today, sir.
Jake, it was just a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Pleasure doing the show with you today. I wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and I hope we'll see you during the year. Well, you and I can do this again. Listen to a little jazz and talk a little gardening and have a good old time.
Yeah, Meg, she'll be taking vacations here and there, going out of town.
Absolutely.
So I'll be in here. I'll pop in.
That'll be just great. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Be safe.
Yeah. Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.